Good evening, everyone. My name is Dr. Jones, and today's subject is SCP-5013, Object Class Euclid. Special Containment Procedures. Foundation personnel stationed at the location are to report the appearance and disappearance of SCP-5013-A. Armed guards are to be stationed inside the adjacent house and are given orders to prevent civilians from entering it or SCP-5013-A. If an instance of SCP-5013-C exits SCP-5013-A, it is to be contained and sealed in an airtight canister. Contained instances are to be replaced inside SCP-5013-B or transported to site for research with O5 permission. Description: SCP-5013 consists of three entities: SCP-5013-A, SCP-5013-B, and SCP-5013-C. SCP-5013-A is a small shed behind a house on is approximately 3 meters wide, 6 meters long, and 2.5 meters tall, excluding its roof. It has the appearance of being poorly maintained, with many boards rotted away. There is a single window on the side that has been boarded up, preventing observation of the interior from the ground. There are several holes in the roof that allow researchers to see inside of the shed. The interior contains several items, including axes, shovels, plastic buckets, cardboard boxes, and gardening equipment. Several attempts have been made to take samples of the materials SCP-5013-A is composed of, but all have failed as it cannot be damaged by normal means, even though it appears to age. After a period of 2 weeks, SCP-5013-A will shift to another random dimension for a period of 2 weeks before shifting back to our own dimension under normal circumstances. See Incident Report 5013-B. If something enters SCP-5013-A via the door, they are transported to SCP-5013-B. SCP-5013-B is a large forest contained within a large glass dome. The exit inside SCP-5013-B appears to be an exact replica of SCP-5013-A. This makes it appear as if our universe is contained inside SCP-5013-A. The trees inside SCP-5013-B are an unknown breed that has currently not been identified. If a new tree is planted, it will grow to match the height of nearby trees in a matter of 5 to 6 hours. The trees will grow to a max of 4.5 meters before stopping if there are no trees around it. The ground appears to be gray, with no signs of any other foliage other than the previously mentioned trees growing on it. A thick mist has been observed to appear during the night. The day-night cycle inside SCP-5013-B is 48 hours. The atmosphere consists of the same elements as ours. When SCP-5013-A shifts dimensions, occupants inside SCP-5013-B may exit into the new dimension as well as bring back objects from that dimension. While inside SCP-5013-B, personnel may be attacked by SCP-5013-C. SCP-5013-C are puddles of an unknown blue liquid found within SCP-5013-B. It is commonly found near groups of dead trees in its inactive liquid state. SCP-5013-C will become hostile towards any living organism that enters it while in its liquid state and will begin to enter its set of stages to consume the organism. Stage 1 lasts approximately 5 seconds. A set of human-like hands will form out of the liquid and grab the organism and restrain it. Stage 2 lasts approximately 60 seconds. The puddle would begin to reform part of itself into an exact copy of the captured organism, but will not change color. Stage 3 lasts approximately 30 seconds. The duplicate will begin to mimic the movements of the captured organism. Stage 4 lasts approximately 10 seconds. The duplicate will begin to melt into a semi-solid human form. Stage 5 lasts approximately 5 minutes. The semi-solid form will grab the organism and cover it with the blue liquid. It will begin to consume the organism by absorbing the nutrients out of the organism, leaving it as a dried husk. After this process, the puddle will grow and the organism will be discarded. SCP-5013-C will begin to decrease in size as it is left alone, presumably consuming stored nutrients. If no organisms enter SCP-5013-C, it will reform into its semi-solid state and begin searching for an organism to consume. It commonly consumes the trees in SCP-5013-B, leaving them as dead trunks. Unlike their living counterparts, these dead trees seem to stop aging completely. If removal of a dead tree is attempted, it will turn into a fine dust. Shortly after, a new tree will grow out of the dust. The next few lines have been stricken from the document. SCP-5013-C will consume any living organism it encounters, with no way to stop it. It also cannot be removed from an organism once the consumption process begins. They were replaced with See Addendum 5013-4. Additional. SCP-5013 was discovered following a missing persons report on... The report was for a young child who had gone missing after telling her parents about a strange shed in their neighbor's yard. When the parents attempted to find the shed, believing the child was in it, it had vanished. Foundation agents planted in local law enforcement covered up the case, and Class A amnestics were given to the parents of the missing child. The Foundation purchased the property that SCP-5013-A resides on. Addendum 5013-1. Site inside SCP-5013-B. Foundation personnel have constructed a small research site inside SCP-5013-B. The purpose of this site is for experimentation on SCP-5013-C, recording information on alternate dimensions visited by SCP-5013-A, and to defend against any attack by hostile entities that enter SCP-5013-A during a shift. Addendum 5013-2. Exploration of SCP-5013-B. MTF Epsilon 6 Village Idiots was sent into SCP-5013-A after its initial discovery. After reporting about SCP-5013-B, they were given orders to return and were given enough supplies to last 2 months. They then returned to SCP-5013-B and headed in a straight line away from SCP-5013-A, hoping to reach the edge of the glass dome that contained SCP-5013-B. During this time, they encountered SCP-5013-C, which had consumed part of their supplies. They could not report this, however, because SCP-5013-A had shifted dimensions. After this incident, they avoided areas that had large groups of dead trees, which seemed to always contain an instance of SCP-5013-C. After traveling 13 days, they reached the edge of the dome. The dome had a 4-meter tall steel wall at its base with no way to pass through it. After not receiving word from command on what they should do next, they returned to SCP-5013-A, which, when opened, led to a version of our reality that was covered in... After seeing this, MTF Epsilon 6 decided to remain in SCP-5013-B, where it was safe. 2 days later, the door on SCP-5013-A suddenly and violently closed, and when they reopened it, SCP-5013-A had returned to our dimension. Addendum 5013-3. See document 5013-4A for a partial list of alternate realities explored using SCP-5013-A. Incident 5013-A. On site, experienced a complete power failure, which resulted in a containment breach of all SCPs contained on site. An engineer performing maintenance in one of the hazardous containment cells attempted to find a Class A personnel that could open one of the emergency exits. After finding several dead personnel and he found a Class A keycard and headed for the exit. Upon reaching the exit, he found an instance of SCP-5013-C that had gotten out of its container. The engineer entered SCP-5013-C and was restrained by the consumption process. Upon attempting stage 5 of the process, SCP-5013-C covered the engineer but wasn't able to absorb it. SCP-5013-C proceeded to return to a dormant state. The engineer exited the facility and found Foundation personnel. Addendum 5013-4. Incident 5013-A provides enough evidence to conclude that SCP-5013-C can only absorb an organism if it comes into direct contact with it. Further research on this subject is pending authorization. Incident 5013-B. A cable had been run into SCP-5013-A to recharge the batteries at the site constructed inside SCP-5013-B. Personnel had neglected to remove the cable before the shift, and SCP-5013-A shifted dimensions with itself. When Foundation personnel attempted to exit into the alternate dimension, they simply walked into SCP-5013-A's interior as if it was a regular shed. This shift lasted 4 weeks, unlike its previous ones. SCP-5013-A did not return to normal until the cable was removed from the shed in our dimension. Personnel responsible for not removing the cable before the shift have been terminated. Addendum 5013-5. Following Incident 5013-B, personnel orders have been altered to state that materials cannot be left inside SCP-5013-A's doorway when a shift is about to occur. That concludes the file for SCP-5013. Personally, I think we should just cover the thing with cement and leave it alone. Thank you all for coming, and you are all dismissed. Goodbye.